or specialized gun work, you have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Tuesday, August 12th, 2025 edition. Officer Rick texting in as usual. Simple radio, loud and clear from Genesee County. He's out on road patrol listening today. Greatly appreciate you checking in, Rick. Steve up in Gatesville, good morning. I got Nick Wallace, J2 Construction over in Harbor Springs. He says, yay, Trump's cleaning up D.C. I'm still listening. Chris LaPointe, contractor on Drummond Island. Happy early anniversary for this Saturday. Greatly appreciate you listening, Chris, as always. Mike in Indian River, still here as well. And then, of course, good friend Dar, she sends me, let's see, what are those? Two hearts and a happy smiley face. Couple clapping smiley face emojis. So thank you, guys. Greatly appreciate you doing that for me. Like I said, I want to just make sure the phone is working properly. And Brett Gooding reported in for duty this morning about his absolute success with his lower back. After he wrenched his lower back, he went over and had a chiropractic adjustment with Dr. Gary, and then Stacy did her thing with the laser and took care of his back. His doctors, McLaren Hospital and others, couldn't do anything for him. He had to walk with a cane. It was hurting so bad. And Dr. Gary and Stacy took care of him. So again, chiropractic services in Sheboygan. Dr. Gary, too, has hours in his Onaway office from, I believe, 3 to 5, Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, after he's in Sheboygan in the mornings, and then he heads over at lunchtime to Onaway. And he's been doing that for quite a few years, so we greatly appreciate him. We're going to get into the story that the lawsuit has triggered, and this is kind of interesting, the way this has evolved, the way this has happened. We've been talking about it on this show. People have been contacting Lansing, contacting friends, family, neighbors, putting pressure on the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Well, finally, a lawsuit has been filed. A collection of 35th State Senate District residents have filed a lawsuit seeking an order to compel Governor Gretchen Whitmer to call a special election to fill the vacant seat representing that Senate District number 35. The plaintiff shows that district voters in Bay, Midland, and Saginaw districts, they've got people from every county in the three-county area, claim the governor's inaction has deprived roughly 270,000 residents of their constitutionally guaranteed right to representation in the Senate for more than 200 days. Philip Ellison, the attorney who's filing the lawsuit in court of claims, said that Article 5, Section 13 of the Constitution provides that the governor shall issue writs of election to fill vacancies in the state Senate or the House of Representatives. And the use of the word shall means it is mandatory. The case, Ellison said, raises a fundamental question. In Michigan's constitutional framework, is the governor a gatekeeper or merely a messenger when it comes to filling legislative vacancies? Well, the attorney claims that the answer will determine not just the fate of the 35th State Senate District's residents, but also will address boundaries of gubernatorial power in future vacancy disputes. The court could issue an order requiring Governor Whitmer to act within a set number of days, or that it could find that Governor Whitmer retains broad discretion over the timing of filling vacancies. The attorney Ellison said this could set a precedent allowing extended, including potentially indefinite, time periods for vacancies to be filled in the state legislature. A message seeking comment from Governor Gretchen Whitmer office has not yet been returned. Now, one of the attorneys that MERS News Service reached out to, Dykema attorney, that's the name of the law firm, Dykema, they're actually in and housed in the state Senate building. Steve Liddell, former legal counsel to Governor Jennifer Granholm, said that this is a frivolous lawsuit because it's being based on a misinterpretation of state law, which has consistently held since 1874 that the courts cannot compel a governor to act via a writ of mandamus. The original cases, the people representing Sutherland versus the governor, affirmed in the Michigan Court of Appeals 2022 ruling, taxpayers for Michigan constitutional government via the state of Michigan. The appeals panel included a Granholm appointee as well as an appointee of Republican Governor Rick Snyder at the time. It's pretty much black letter law that you can't bring an action in Michigan court trying to compel the governor regardless of the circumstances. It doesn't matter what the claim is. A writ of mandamus will not lie against the governor. Liddell said, quoting the 1874 opinion from the Michigan Supreme Court Justice Thomas Cooley, Ellison has been sanctioned before for filing frivolous lawsuits. Back in 2023, a federal court sanctioned Ellison and his co-counsel for pursuing frivolous causes of action against a title services company. The U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed that the decision, as well as the United States Supreme Court denying a request to review the decisions, according to a Law 360 article. When asked for a response to the characterization that the lawsuit is frivolous, Ellison said, "The governor is not above our state's highest and most important laws, including the Constitution. The courts will now be forced to decide how violating the Constitution should be remedied, whether by mandamus, writ, injunction, or a declaratory judgment." Ellison filed the motion yesterday seeking an order directing Governor Whitmer to appear in court and explain why she has failed for more than 200 days to perform her mandatory constitutional duty. Now, this all stems from the 35th State Senate District. The seat was belonged to, at the time, State Senator Kristen McDonald-Rivet from Bay City. However, she vacated the post when she was elected to being a member of the U.S. House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. back on November 5th, 2024 election. She was sworn in and took oath on January 3rd. Well, historically, Michigan governors have acted somewhat quickly to fill legislative vacancies when special elections were being called within days or weeks of a resignation. Since the era of the full-time legislature, starting in 1967, governors on average have taken only 15 days to call a special election after legislative vacancies. To date, however, it's now been over 213 days, folks. That was a week ago. Now it's at 220. So basically, this lawsuit is going to trigger a court decision, and maybe, just maybe, she will be forced, if the court decides that it is in the Constitution. Forget laws. The bottom line, you have a Constitution that supersedes all the laws. You can pass whatever law you want, but the law may be unconstitutional if it contradicts or conflicts with the state's constitution. Even getting quote of the day yesterday, consultant Jimmy Green, when asked how much more trouble would it be for Governor Whitmer if the Senate was a tie, 19-19, basically partisan split, because that's what this is boiling down to. Based on the November 5th election last year, Donald Trump won Bay City, Saginaw, Midland area resoundingly over Kamala Harris. Mid-60s plus high percent of the vote. So basically, Bill G. Schuette Jr. is now a state rep in the Midland area, and he's already raising money to run for the Senate seat. He would be the next state senator to be elected to replace the Democrat. Well, quote of the day, Jimmy Green said Governor Whitmer would have to make sure all of those 19 state Senate Democrats had a nurse around them at all times because they couldn't afford to get sick and not show up for a vote. Because the 19 is all required by the Republicans to pass whatever they want in the Senate. If one Democrat state senator doesn't show up to vote, the vote would be 19-18, and the lieutenant governor would not be able to break the tie because there would be no tie. Those Democrats would have to show up for every single vote for the next year and, 4 months. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. I got another 12 unread messages during the break. People texting in, checking in with me, greatly appreciate Jeff Sheboygan and many others. I got a final thought on this story that I want to get to because this podcast will be on the website. All you have to do is go to the show's website again, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcast, every half hour is there. This going to court and asking the court for a ruling, an opinion on what the Constitution says. You see, this story, according to MERS News Service, says point blank that this is going to be specifically related to Article 5, Section 13 of the Michigan State Constitution. Provides that the governor shall issue writs of election to fill vacancies in the state Senate and the state House of Representatives, end quote. Again, according to the attorney, Philip Ellison, the word shall means it is mandatory. The only problem, the Constitution, the state of Michigan, does not say within how many days. If it said the governor shall issue writs of election to fill vacancies in the state Senate or in the state House of Representatives within 14 days after the vacancy occurs, well, this would be a moot point. This would not be going to court. The state senator who got elected to go to Washington, McDonald Rivet, resigned back after the November election. This governor, if required by the Constitution, had to call the election within 14 days. It could have happened in May. The very first special election in those three counties. Well, it didn't happen. And according to the governor's office, she's not even responding for comments on these type of stories. She doesn't want to talk about it. Why? Because they have a one-seat majority, 19-18 right now. They still have the gavel. If she calls a special election and Schutte, the state rep, wins that Senate seat, it's 19-19. Now they've got shared leadership. It's gridlock. They're tied. any bill that comes up and they vote according to partisan lines, Democrats are all no's, Republicans are all yeses. Well, then the lieutenant governor, Garland Gilchrist, comes in, acts as president of the Senate, and he breaks the tie. Probably voting with the Democrats every single time. So it's a problem for this governor, especially like what Jimmy Green said when he made quote of the day. You got to make sure that the Democrats show up every single day. Since when the election takes effect, the person gets sworn in. And basically, you're looking at this final year of her governorship, 2026. Why? Because next year, midterm election, everybody's on the ballot. We have a U.S. Senate seat. All of our people in Congress, the congressmen, ladies, are all up for re-election. State senators, state representatives, attorney general, secretary of state. Folks, it all happens next year. Come January 1st of 27, Whitmer's gone. Thank God. So this is very interesting, the way this is being handled. And now that the lawsuit's been filed, we'll see where this goes. Because he did file this with an absolute Article 5, Section 13 argument of the Michigan State Constitution. This isn't him just saying that these people are being taxed without representation, which I believe is actually part of the argument as well, but he doesn't mention it according to this story. These people are being taxed, being charged taxes or representation, not only in the House, but also the state Senate. And for more than 220 days, as of today, they don't have a state senator. My question has been for this entire 8 months so far, what is it specifically they do if they have an issue that their state rep can't handle and says you need to contact your state senator? Well, we don't have one. So now what are they supposed to do? So it's going to be very interesting. We'll be following this one. And again, Governor Gretchen Whitmer being taken to court. So we'll see where this goes. And he did file this in a court of claims. So whatever they decide, this decision can be appealed. Court of Appeals, and maybe ultimately being decided by the Michigan Supreme Court, which is controlled by the Democrats. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. If you have any questions, send me a text. Top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing, not too far off the beaten path at 9997.